Good morning, and thank you for joining us today as we commit to supporting your life journey as you build your spiritual consciousness in knowing the truth of your being. Your commitment to this journey empowers you to become your infinite self. Let us begin this morning with the prescription for spiritual alignment. We are aligned with the presence of God within. We are protected by God's love, wisdom, knowledge, and grace. The God consciousness within helps us discover more about who we are. Thank you, God, for the gift of spiritual intuition. Thank you, God, for aligning our conscious, subconscious, and superconscious minds. Amen. Now, in today's video entitled Your Intuitive Mind, Jane reminds us that we have no control over the third dimension. Jane also stresses the importance of meditation in controlling the mind. In other words, when we take control of our minds, we take control of our destiny. Here we go.
Hello, spiritual travelers. We're all on this journey together, and I hope you had a great week. I sure did. And we are again working on the Spiritual Power Tools, Chapter 4, The Difference Between the Third and Fourth Dimension. And I'm spending a lot of time in this chapter because I think it's really important for you to understand the benefits of doing your spiritual work and going through the process of letting one dimension go to realize a new dimension of yourself. So we talked about a few weeks ago the importance of stilling your mind and being the observer, and also the desire. What is your desire? How much do you desire it to know God, to serve God, to be God? Is that a serious desire, or is it just, oh, that sounds like it could be fun? I have had many a student come because they thought it was going to be fun. And when the work began, they discovered there was a lot more to letting go of one dimension and opening themselves to the next dimension of beingness. We are so encased. We are so very encased with the third dimension. And being encased in it, we feel like this is reality. Our whole life is about me, my, how I experience my friends, my companions, my children, my whatever you're doing. It's all about I. And as you have been working with me, and we've been trying to take that little I, and this is what I call it, your little I, that is so big, and it has a big ego on it, but it really is just a little I. It is very limited, and it likes to take control of every situation. And it's finding out that it's hard, very hard, to be in control of every situation. And I think by now, being the observer of yourself, you're beginning to see the difference when you're observing yourself in action, and we observe ourselves as we act in the third dimensional world. And if we can think about our actions as being in the third dimensional world, it will help you to understand that that process that you're in is to support you to move out of the third dimension. But first you have to understand how it has its hold on you. And as you're observing this, you're seeing the hold that it has on you. It has a greater hold than we realize. And we have to be such an acute observer in order to take the claws of the third dimensional world off of us and allow us to fly. And the biggest hindrance to that is the ego, because it's so invested in itself. And you've had many egos in other lifetimes, many, many, many egos. And every time you've had a lifetime, you've had an ego. We've talked about this in the past. I'm just bringing it up again because this is another ego that you're in. Eventually, you'll drop this ego if you don't do any spiritual work to move into a higher dimension of self. You will eventually pass on and you will collect yourself another ego. And then it's going to have to look at the ego you are in this lifetime. So I'm saying to you, come with me. Let's get this out of the way now so that you have better and greater choices of how you want to live your future lives or where you are in your spiritual self and how you want to express your spiritual self in your next life. Or do you want to go on and go into other dimensions of spirituality that live in higher dimensions, the fifth, sixth, seventh dimension? The planet Earth is here to help us to grow and to learn. And once we have that desire within ourselves to grow and learn, we take control of our destiny. Rather than our destiny, our life plan taking control of us. So we've been talking about controlling the mind. And on the third dimension, we do not have much control of our minds. But as we begin to work and observe, we become in control a lot more with our minds. And our will lines up with the consciousness that you are striving to attain, which is the fourth dimensional consciousness. The fourth dimensional consciousness is ever present with us, but we are unaware of it. But once we start tapping into it, the narrowness starts opening up, and we become in charge of our destiny. Now, isn't that an important thing for you to be able to do? Have control of that mind? And it takes work. It takes dedication. Because you want to use your mind as an intuitive tool, a piece of equipment that you use. But you have to let, as I talked about last week, the intellectual part of you release it somewhat and go into the intuitive part, which is totally aligned with your purpose to be God realized. And it will take you on a trip. It will support you. It will give you what you need to do. I think last week I talked about taking that intuitive mind and just looking for the little things like the right car. The right car. And your intuitiveness will take you, if you're buying a car, to that right vehicle. But you always have to look at your motives underneath your intuitive mind, because it might be intuiting something the ego wants, you see? So this is why we're observing that part of us, because we have to do it out of this is divine guidance, not, oh, my ego wants to drive a brand new sports car convertible because it wants to show off how smart and bright it is. Then the ego gets pumped up for a short time, and then it dies. It needs a bigger and better car, it needs a jet plane, it needs a boat, all kinds of stuff. So we have to be able to use that intuitive mind wisely, wisely, so that we work in the best interest of our spiritual self. So as you have been working with your intuition this week, you probably are finding out that your mind a lot of times is out of control. Out of control. It'll take you this way, that way, and upside down. And you've tried to overcome the out of control mind. And it's jibber jatter. Especially when you're meditating. And hopefully you are beginning to be more on top of your meditations, because that's when the intuitive mind gets highly developed. But it can't attach itself to the ego, because if the intuitive mind is attaching itself to its ego, it's always going to give what the ego wants. So, as you're using your intuitive mind, you always ask yourself, did I really hear that? Is this what I'm supposed to do? Or is it simply my ego trying to fool me? You see, your spiritual self knows what's around the corner. And your spiritual soul self is trying to support you to make good, intelligent choices. So always look at your intuition when it starts coming in. What is it attached to? What is it pushing you on? And I can remember how hard it was for me to detach myself from my ego self and then developing my spiritual intuitive self. I started being afraid to trust it, because I thought, oh my God, maybe this is my ego, I'm not sure. This is where a spiritual teacher can be of great support to you. Is it your ego that wants it? Or is it divine guidance? And if you don't have access to a spiritual teacher, and of course, I'm a spiritual teacher, you know, you can email me and ask me, I can connect with you, even though it's an email, I can connect with you and help you and support you on some of those decisions if you are a little bit weary and leery of a choice. A lot of times I found myself really afraid to trust my intuitive self, because I was afraid that it was my ego and not my true self. But I eventually learned to decipher which one it was. But you got to test it so that you start to learn how to do this. And it's not overnight. You have a third eye. right here. Your intuitive self. So I am supporting you in really developing that third eye intuitive self. And as it starts to develop, I felt like there was something happening right here. I could feel, it almost felt like when I was a little girl, my mother would put Vicks on my forehead sometimes for whatever purpose she was doing it. And I can't remember what it was for now. But it felt like that when that third eye was opening, like a coolness, a coolness. If you have Vicks at home, put it across your right here and feel that coolness and see how that feels. Close your eyes, feel it, feel it. And just think about it. Say, open my third eye. Let me feel that it's opening up. It's part of who I am. And now is the hour. Now is the hour. So I say to you today, do a little meditation. Put an ice cube up there. Feel the coldness. Something. And pray about it. And say, I want my third eye opened. I need it open. And if it's only open this much, I want it open this much. And your third eye opens up slowly. It's not a whoop. It opens up very slowly, but it keeps opening up. Opening up and opening up. Until it's fully operative. It's like anything else. It takes its time to open up. And some of you already have it opened up, but ask for more till it's fully opened up. It will be your greatest support system. Your greatest support system, along with your meditation, along with your desire, along with controlling the mind. I know I'm laying lots of stuff on you, but we're going little increments. I'm trying to train you slowly but surely to work in the best interest of your soul. So go ahead and develop that part of your intuition. And I'll see you next week. I know that you will be excited about what's going on in your life, because you're going to be seeing it from the third eye. Bye-bye for now.
In Jane's book, Spiritual Power Tools, Support for Your Soul, Jane states, intellect can only take you a certain distance along the path to enlightenment. The intuition must be strengthened in order to continue the process. Jane goes on to say, when your intuitive mind takes charge, it enables you to have a deeper understanding of your life circumstances. In order to work in the best interest of our souls, we must take control of our minds. As Jane says, meditate, meditate, meditate. Also, we must become observers of self in order to break free of the chains of the third dimension. And also, take the time to develop our third eye. When we put all of this together, what we are doing is becoming the masters of self. We are here to support your commitment to moving into fourth dimensional consciousness. So please join us every Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Time for our support for your journey gathering. Additional information is noted in the chat area below. Thank you for your generous and loving gifts to the center. These gifts allow us to continue this work of expanding consciousness for the upliftment of all humanity. Information for donations is also listed in the chat area below. Meditation is such an important part of this journey. So let us at this moment, in this moment, as this moment, take the time to move into the silence. Just relax. Let your chair support you. Know that you are safe. Let the chitter chatter of your mind just float, float away. There is nothing that you need to do. Nothing is required of you in this moment. We are going to move into the center of our beingness. Where universal knowledge, love, compassion, and understanding exists. We are going beyond our thoughts, our third dimensional desires, knowing that the only desire that we long for is universal consciousness to become God realized. To be absorbed into the Oversoul. We are silence. We are joy. We are love. We know everything we need to know in a flash. We are open to intuitive guidance in every moment. We are no longer encumbered in third dimensional consciousness. We're out of the opposites. We are free. We are open to all the experiences and understandings of universal consciousness. We are supported through this universal consciousness. To do and be. In service to humanity. We are in this world, but not of this world. We are one with every soul on this planet. And we are grateful. Amen. And when you're ready, just open your eyes and take a deep breath. Thank you so much for being part of the Center for Enlightenment this morning. We love that you're here, and we'll see you next week. Bye now.